Over the past two Lord's Days, we've had three others, and I'll be the fourth, bring a lesson for you. And none of the other three showed how it shouldn't be done. So I guess they've left it up to me. I think I can probably live up to that responsibility. But actually, I hope it doesn't happen. In Romans, the 14th chapter, verse 13, the author there says, "Let us not therefore judge one another anymore, but judge this rather, that no man put a stumbling block or an occasion to fall in his brother's way." Have you ever found yourself wondering why a particular brother or a group of brothers or sisters don't exhibit the type of faith or the amount of faith that you think that they should exhibit under certain circumstances? I don't know that you're necessarily being judgmental. It could be simply recognizing a fact. But we have to be careful, though. A problem can arise if we look at other people and we say that individual should have more faith than that, or that individual should have had more faith in that situation, in the same, sometimes perhaps with a group of individuals. If you dwell on that thought, it can actually cause you to change your behavior by looking at what somebody else does, how they reacted in a situation, how they reacted to an individual, how they might have reacted to something that was said or something that happened in their life. You can look at that, and without really giving it a whole lot of thought, you can incorporate those things into your own life. It can cause you to actually change your approach when various things happen. They can actually affect your faith. Well, we have to consider where an individual's faith comes from. The usual answer is faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10:17. And that's valid. That is where we usually turn to for a definition or a description as far as faith. But maybe we have taken that and stopped there, haven't really looked at it any further than that. And I believe there's probably more to it than just that. Faith is a gift. Faith is a gift from God. And it comes from hearing God's word. That is true. But it also depends on the quality of the heart, whether or not that word is taken in and whether or not it is processed properly. This is what caused Isaiah to lament when he said, "Lord, who hath believed our report?" The Israelites heard, but their hearts weren't right. They weren't ready to or willing to accept the word, and therefore gained not the faith from it that they probably should have. So let's go even a little further. If we look at Romans, the 12th chapter, verse 3, starting with verse 3, "For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and every one member one of another, having the gifts according to the grace that is given to us. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Our ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or he that teacheth on teaching, or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth, with diligence. He that showeth mercy, with cheerfulness. If we look back at verse 3, we find there that God has dealt to every man a measure of faith. If we keep that thought in context, that measure of faith is especially to do a job that God has given us. Whether it's prophesying, ministering, teaching, exhorting, giving, or whatever, God has given us the faith necessary to go ahead and do that job. As Jim McGuigan puts it in his study book on Romans, whatever this quote-unquote measure of faith is, it is bestowed by the Lord upon the individual. Since it is not speaking of initial salvation, because this letter is written to those who've already been saved, and since it is related to one's position of service, we must conclude that it's a degree of faith sufficient to enable a man to do the job that God has given him. To rephrase that, we're not all intended to do the same thing. We don't all have the same task, the same job. God has different works for different people. Now, it's possible, obviously, that any two people in a congregation might have the same ministry, and especially in a larger congregation. But we each have our own, and God has given us the faith to tackle that job. We're not all equipped to do the same job. When Paul compares us to parts of the body, we recognize that each part does a different job. But each part is endowed with that ability to do the job that is necessary. And then when all work together, a greater task is done. God equips a man to do whatever it is that he is to do. So what does this actually mean to us then? If we go back to the beginning and we look at it from the standpoint of our viewing what somebody else is doing and the faith that we think that they showed by doing that, then as we view those brothers or sisters, we have to remember their job is not our job. What they may be doing may be exactly what God wants them to do. And so their faith may not appear to be at the same level as yours, or if you're comparing them to somebody else, to that individual's. Their faith may not appear to you to be as great as maybe it should be, but it's sufficient to do the job. If you're in a leadership position, you need to strive to find what it is that the individuals in which you have charge of, what that job is that they need to do. What is it that those individuals should be striving to achieve? What is it that their faith will get the job done? If we try to take people and put them into a job that's not their job, their faith may not be what God gave them to accomplish that job. And so as a leader, we must be cognizant of that particular fact. Above all, no matter what the situation is, as we see those around us, as they are doing various things, and we may think that perhaps the job is being done insufficiently, or that an effort is not being put into it like it could be, or that for some reason or another that individual's faith is not what it could be, then it's up to us to encourage. Whatever we do, wherever we go, whatever we see people doing, we need to encourage them, because the body cannot get along without the work of each individual member. And if for some reason a member is trying to do a job that it's not meant to do, or if for some reason or another there is a problem with that individual member that it can't achieve what it needs to achieve, then the body is not going to achieve what it needs to achieve. So I'd like to read some scripture from John, the 21st verse. Again, thinking in terms of viewing an individual, another individual, and what they may be doing. If we look at 21st chapter, we find Peter and Jesus are in dialogue and they're by themselves. Then Peter, turning about, seeth the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper and said, Lord, which is he that betrayeth thee? Peter, seeing him, saith to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? Jesus saith unto him, If I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? Follow thou me. Then went this saying abroad among the brethren, that that disciple should not die. Yet Jesus said not unto him, He shall not die, but if I will that he tarry till I come, what is that to thee? So Jesus was telling Peter, don't worry about what that individual's task is. Don't worry about what's going to happen to that individual. Don't worry about what faith he needs to have. Peter, you be concerned with what you're doing. You be concerned with what I've told you to do. You be concerned with the instruction that I've given you. In other words, be concerned about yourself. So as we look about us and we see those who are trying to do something, and maybe not achieving it as well as we think they should, encourage them. Do what you can to help them, but be concerned with what it is that you're supposed to be doing. Do not be concerned with what that individual needs to accomplish in God's eyes. Just do what you need to do. So if you have in your life, as you've looked about and you've seen what other people are doing and you've allowed that to affect you, if you have allowed what another individual is doing or the way that another individual is approaching things to affect the way that you do things, to affect the way that you have approached the task that you need to do, let's take a look at an example that was given to us in Matthew, the 25th chapter. Verse 24. And this is something that we're all familiar with, the parable of the talents. But we're looking at just one particular individual. Then he which had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I sowed not, and gathered where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received my own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it to him which hath 10 talents. For unto every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance. But from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. there shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Now, I wouldn't pretend to say that this person with the one talent was affected by other people around him and the way they did things, although that may be true. But what we want to get from this lesson is that we don't want to allow ourselves to get into the position of this man by watching and judging what other people do. We have a task. God gives us the abilities. He gives us the tools. He gives us what we need to accomplish that task. We need to take that, whatever it is, and do the best that we can with it. So this individual who failed to see that, who failed for whatever reason to accomplish what it was that he was given to accomplish, he was condemned for it. And we don't want to put ourselves in that position. So tonight, if you have found yourself in the position of maybe not doing all that you could do, of all that maybe you have the ability to do, because you've been watching others and judging what you needed to do by what they've done, that you need to consider turning around and not letting that affect your life. Going the other direction, in that you take your task by the horns, if it so it be, and accomplishing it, tackling it, doing the best you can, doing what God wants you to do, and that is the task that is given to you. So if we can help anybody, either by encouragement, whether we can strengthen you with prayer, or whether there be some here who haven't even started yet to determine what their task is and need to come to the Lord, we offer that opportunity now as we stand and sing.